Did I scare you?
Hello! You are listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
How you doing today, Vin?
I am awfully tired. You want to know the truth? I'm pretty fucking worn out.
Like physically or emotionally, Vin?
Maybe a little bit both. I mean, it was the Super Bowl the other night.
That's right. Two nights ago, right, Vin?
Wink. And as soon as everybody left, I passed out on my couch and woke up at 3 a.m. and was like, no.
Well, I stayed up until nearly 1 a.m. arguing with people for no reason. I continued it throughout my workday today and got in a few minutes of it before we started recording tonight.
Do you feel better about it? Do you feel like a better person for, you know, getting in fights with nameless people?
No, this seems like a pretty clear expression of some type of mental illness. But for those of you who haven't listened before, this is, I mean, it kind of is the podcast where I am expressing my mental illness publicly, but it's not only that. This is the podcast where we also switch off picking horror movies in an attempt to scare the other one. Vinny, I selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie I selected?
Yeah, I've selected for us the 1987?
Nope, 1981. Not even close.
I was close.
No, you didn't.
By
no,
6 years.
Wrong half of the decade.
I was in the ballpark, but it was a foul ball. My Bloody Valentine.
Yep. Written and directed by some guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know how they decided to make this movie, Vin?
How? Why?
It's exactly the way you think. They're like, has there been any horror movies for Valentine's Day? And then they came up with the title, and they were like, perfect. Let's write something around it.
Well, see, that's kind of why, you know, how many times do we have a chance to actually do this movie on Valentine's Day and release it on the day of? So it's like, that's kind of why I was like, I think we need to do this. I kind of bullied you into picking this one.
Yeah, I guess we probably wouldn't have had this opportunity for like, what, 6 years? Something like that. Does the leap day thing work?
Yeah, something like that. Who knows if we're going to be around in 6 years?
Vinny, who knows if we'll make it 6 more minutes? We'll find out. I guess if you're listening at home, you probably know how long the episode is. You know better than we do.
I know. Tell us. That's about like 10 minutes, I guess.
Vinny, have you ever seen My Bloody Valentine before?
I have. I actually own the DVD.
Yeah, why?
Well, in a time where FYE existed in our town, I got on a spree of wanting to own a lot of horror movies, and I remember that this one was kind of a cult classic, and I think I only got it for like $4.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that was around the time of the remake, because you might remember in 2009 they did the remake where
it was in 3D.
Yes, that was the big focus, because it was the same year Avatar came out.
Yeah, which is hilarious, because when I watched the trailers to the open of the DVD, both those movies had their own trailers on the DVD.
Yeah, I've definitely seen the trailer for the remake in theaters, and I don't remember anything other than like the pickaxe like flying at the screen.
I remember one of my favorite bands, Newfound Glory, were super pumped about like the movie coming out, and I think they did like a special show, and like before that you could do a meet and greet to watch the movie with them. So that's kind of like why I was interested in the movie in the first place a long time ago.
Yeah. If you're wondering what that noise is in the background, my cat's just fucking going crazy tearing shit up.
Awesome.
She's got something in her mouth. I don't know what it is.
Probably a gun. Or a knife.
I'll find out when it's in the back of my neck, I guess. Okay, Newfound Glory like My Bloody Valentine. Isn't My Bloody Valentine also the name of a band? Am I making that up?
No, you're right. Actually,
do they like the movie? I mean, let's assume they do.
I do believe My Bloody Valentine was a name of a band, but a more popular metalcore / emo band was Bullet for My Valentine.
Fascinating stuff.
I mean, that's a little dip in my past of like the music that I used to listen to when I was in high school.
Is that what they call screamo?
Yeah, basically.
And done. I don't really have anything else to say about My Bloody Valentine. Do you?
No. What's wrong? You like stop mid sentence.
You ever watch these movies, man? And you're just like, man, what am I doing?
Well, that's kind of the point of this one. This is like kind of your box cutter, or rather, cookie cutter, not box cutter. I mean, maybe aptly, you know, box cutters, horror movies. Yeah, same thing. I'm going into a black hole. It's kind of the same type of horror movie like any other slasher horror movie. There's really not much to it.
They try this Spielberg thing of like having a main story to hook onto. In this case, it's like a love triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You're like, don't you want to know how that works out? And I'm like, I don't, I guess.
Yeah. And it works out in a way that I don't think it really like matches with really who the characters are.
There's not a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of upset people, but there's not a lot of drama there. I guess we'll get to that. Vinny, let's cast this movie. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We got the main guy, who I'm going to call Moody Joe Latrulio, because that's what he looks like. We got the other guy is a blonde guy. His real name is Neil Affleck, but he's not related to Ben Affleck, so not Ben Affleck's brother. That's what we're calling him.
Okay. All right. Cool, cool, cool.
We have their girlfriends, both of them blonde.
Blonde. Yeah.
And then we also have a guy that I'm going to call young Wilford Brimley, even though it's not actually Wilford Brimley. That's just what he looks like.
He does. He's got that curly handlebarred mustache and whatnot. And he definitely looks like a dude from the Midwest.
Yep. His girlfriend, brunette.
Yeah. Who looks like the same actress that was in the second Friday the 13th.
We haven't gotten to that one on the podcast, so I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. Anyways.
We also have, at this point it's diminishing returns. There's a Joker kid, a redheaded waitress, the sheriff, the mayor. The mayor is Moody Joe Latrulio's dad, although like it doesn't really come into play.
Oh no.
There's also, do you want to talk about the whole backstory with the this movie?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so they get into this in the movie. They explain it at length, but essentially there was a Valentine's Day party. This is a mining town. There were 5 miners who got caught in a cave-in during the party. One of them lived by eating the other ones.
Yeah, so it's a real, alive kind of situation.
Yeah, but he was so upset about the Valentine's Day party and the negligence therein, so he goes on a killing spree of everyone. So he's just kind of hanging out in the background. Like, they sent him away to prison, but they're like, he said he always comes back every year to make sure there's no Valentine's Day party.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why, but that definitely seems like, I don't know, some sort of motive, right? I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, no cave-ins if there's no Valentine's Day party, right? Except for, I mean, like, all those other reasons they have been. Vinny, I thought this movie was going to be more claustrophobic. You know, because, like, we did The Descent, right?
Sure, yeah.
There's a bunch of cave shit in there. A lot of people, like, squeezing through rocks.
Oh, yeah, when you hear the helmet scraping against, like, the rocks in those tight spaces, it definitely freaked me out.
Yeah. I watched a documentary about coal miners that's just a few years before this called Harlan County, USA. And in order to get into the mines, they didn't have fancy mine carts like they have in this one, like the Donkey Kong Country ones. You got to make sure to get the timing right when you jump over the
tracks.
Mining carts on the way down.
Yeah. You time that wrong, then you're flying off the tracks and you're not having a good time.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, you got to avoid the buzzards too, but I mean, we all know this. But
no, you can hop on top of the buzzards. You got to avoid the hornets.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But the thing is, in that movie, in order to get down to the mines, and this is a real life, this was a documentary, they didn't have carts. My cat is really going nuts. They basically just got on a conveyor belt and had to, like, lay back flat and then just get, like, just rolled out into the mine that way. Like, something that gave me nearly palpitations just watching it.
Jesus.
Like, I was like, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, I'm stuck. I'm fucking stuck. I puke on all the dudes on the way down.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'd go 2,000 feet down covered in vomit.
It just, whoa. Like, every time you pass through it, like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, I'm a bigger dude. I just feel like the fear of getting trapped somewhere in a tight space is just, it's just pragmatic thinking on my part.
Well, I'll tell you what, you probably don't want to watch that that fucking Viggo Mortensen movie where they get those kids that are trapped in that fucking, like, cave.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I think they're hobbits, man.
Oh, safe friend in Elvish.
Merlock.
Oh, man, can we talk about Lord of the Rings? Like, I'd rather talk about that.
Okay. It starts with Cate Blanchett, man. Like, here's some shit that happened a long time ago.
Of which that, you know, they currently made a Prime show to try to explain the beginnings of that.
There's basically a dude, his army's getting their fucking ass kicked, right? Some guy with a big old metal crown comes in. He's fucking shit up. He's like, pew, pew, pew. This guy accidentally cuts his finger off after he kills his dad,
it
right?
It was a man, yeah.
Yeah, a ring pops off. The whole fucking town gets EMP blasted day one, right?
Yeah.
Seems great, right?
Correct.
He rides out on horseback. He catches an arrow to the back, right? That ring falls into a river. Some little weird fucking frog dude fights.
He's a river right? hobbit, right? He's a river folk.
Yeah. He gets scammed by fucking Sherlock's best friend.
He betrays his friend because they get into a scuffle for the ring, of which
they don't show that till way later. I'm just talking, this is the first one.
Okay, alright.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess it wasn't Sherlock's friend in that one. It was that robot from Alien. So the robot from Alien takes the ring home, and he's waiting for a part. All right, we should probably stop.
Oh, man. But I was having fun with this.
I could have kept going. I could have done the whole fucking thing.
It's been a while, actually, since I've seen Fellowship. I am rereading The Hobbit.
Say it the right way.
Fellowship of the Rings?
It's been a while since I've seen the Fellowship of the Rings.
Okay. I see. That's awesome.
Hey, Vin, I don't know. You want to do this fucking movie now?
No, not really. But all right, here we go. Let's go to the movies.
Let's tarry no further. Vinny, there's two miners in full gear, including face masks. They're walking around a mine. They're going like... Because it's like one of those movies.
Oh, so it's a lot like, you know, Darth Vader's, like, breathing apparatus.
I mean, like, the more of these to watch, the more I've realized that they just rip off Black Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, like, Black Christmas really birthed all these. Friday the 13th, this one, Halloween even.
Black Christmas came out, did it?
But,
78?
Do you not remember? No, it was like 72 or 74.
I can't remember dates.
Yeah, Black Christmas was before all of them.
Yeah, 74.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, and a horror movie on a holiday, right?
Right, yeah.
Although John Carpenter was the only one smart enough to be like, why don't we just do Halloween? That seems the easiest route. Anyways, I digress. They're each carrying a pickaxe. Given what we're about to find out, makes no sense.
No, not whatsoever. Because one of them ditches the pickaxe and starts taking their top off.
Yep. I started watching this at work. I was immediately like, uh-oh, nope, gotta turn this off.
Yeah, Jake told me, he's like, can't watch this one at work.
I don't need to be explaining this to fucking somebody.
It's... Well, good news is that there's only, like, implied nudity. There's not, like, real nudity in this movie.
Yeah, I could have gotten away with it. All right, so she starts taking the minor gear off. She's in a bra. She has a tattoo of a heart on her chest, right?
Yeah, it's a real shitty tattoo.
Yeah, the other minor is, like, fucking bullseye. So he takes the pickaxe and he puts it right through the heart.
But before that, like, before he actually kills her, she's, like, sexily, like, grabbing his, like, nozzle from, like, his mask and whatnot. And I'm like, this is, like,
yeah,
the least...
To my wife's great dismay, I was like, look at him. He's stroking that gas mask cock. Look at her.
No,
and she's like, that's a bummer. I'm like, that's definitely what they're implying with her doing.
Yeah, he's stroking his gas mask cock while she's stroking his gas mask. What?
Your thing makes no sense. Mine is great. Anyways.
Sure.
What else? Yeah. She gets slammed against the pickaxe, going right through the heart tattoo.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
We did it. Flash forward.
The small town of Valentine's Bluff is preparing for the Valentine's Day dance. Boy, Vinny, when they're coming up with this, they could come up with anything better than Valentine's Bluff.
Just makes me think of Doug, of Bluffington.
No, I just... They're just like, it's a Valentine's Day movie. You're like, okay. And you're like, what's the name of the town? They're like, Valentine's
Day.
Bluff.
Rolls you're right like, off the tongue.
You think Valentine's Mountain's better? And they're like, no.
No.
Because they're going in mines. Bluff seems better.
It's like, it's mildly hilly up here in Nova Scotia.
Says here, Vin, the town is home to a coal mine where many of the local men work. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's the right on the point. You got it. It's one of those kind of movies where it's like, if you don't work in the mine, well, you probably don't want to live in that town then.
Yeah. All right. The synopsis immediately starts skipping some stuff. We see the guys working down the mine, and then they come out and they start showering. They're getting all the soot off of them, right?
Yeah, smacking each other in the ass. They're real pumped for this, like, Valentine's Day dance coming up.
Yep. They all roll back into town. They roll in on the ladies. There's, like, a dozen honeys, like, hanging out, decorating stuff. They're all way too attractive to be in this mining town. My editorial opinion.
Well, they're not working in the mine, so, you know, they're not mangled and or probably have, like, weird growths that I assume like, that, like, miners get for working in a coal mine for so long.
I feel like the names I came up with for the men tell you that they don't look that good, right? Like, Moody Joe Latrulia, young Wilford Brimley. You're not thinking, like, obviously there's their Abercrombie models.
Well...
So the guys look like normal, but all of the women are attractive, correct?
Well, not Ben Affleck's brother at least looks pretty attractive, I would say, out of the bunch.
I won't disagree with you there. Oh, nom nom nom.
And the lurch dude with the red head, like the biggest, the tallest of them, he's not bad. He's kind of a looker. He
The guy
also
with the gif-able moment when he grabs his head when he finds a dead body.
Yeah, that one. And then another funny one is he greets his girlfriend when they like go roll up in town, and like because she's so tiny, he like lifts her up by her head as if he's about to like crush her head in his hands.
As if he's doing the finishing move of the 1990s WWF superstar crush.
Yeah. You know, that move looks so bad in the fucking Sega Genesis Royal Rumble game.
It didn't really make any sense. Like, if you're squishing their head, why are you also... Why is the impact on the butt?
I don't know. All right, so they're just kind of, like, conversing and fooling around in, like, this area. And then that's when the mayor comes in, right?
Yeah, the mayor rolls into town with his old lady friend. They're like, why are you kids fooling around? You should be getting ready for the Valentine's Day dance. Also, the Joker kid comes out and pretends to be covered in blood. And right before this, they talk about what we talked about before, which is the guy who comes into town and threatens them for having a Valentine's Day party every year. They haven't had one in 20-something years, something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. The bartender in the next coming scene, he explains all of this.
That's not the bartender, that's the bar attending. That's just a guy getting fucking loaded.
Oh, I thought he was a bartender. He's just the attendee.
Hey, the bartenders you see, they also sitting on the stoop there just drinking away.
Hey, you just pour some...
Getting increasingly surly as the night goes on.
They be like, dude, you were supposed to give me my beer like 20 minutes ago. I'll fucking get you your beer when I'm ready. Let me get into another story of another bloodbath.
Yeah, you know how bartenders are always sitting at the bar talking about how young people don't respect them enough?
I mean,
anywho.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, somewhere.
Blah, blah, blah. This is the backstory we already went through.
Yeah.
Harry took revenge, attacking them with the pickaxe.
Yeah.
Wow, this really skips ahead. It just says three of these young people are involved in a love triangle. That's true.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we already talked about that. So that's kind of like the scope of this story is the brunette guy, who I can't remember what Jake fucking named him.
Moody Joe Latrulia. Do you know who Joe Latrulia is?
No.
Okay. Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, okay.
The nerdy friend.
Oh. You mean the smaller dude?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, he's like kind of chubby, but you know.
He's the guy that, like, in,
He's Chelsea Peretti's, like, stepsister or stepbrother, but they also fuck, right?
I don't know. I clearly need to watch that show more.
Okay, Superbad, the guy that, hits Joe to Hill with the car?
Yes. Yeah. I was gonna say it's the guy from I Love You, Man. He's like, everything you got! Everything you got!
Yeah, he loves the LA Galaxy. We're talking about the same guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, you see it now, right?
Yeah. Let's go, Galaxy!
Yeah, that's why he left to go to LA, Vin. Which is what we find out, is he left town for a while. And, he didn't tell his girl.
Jake and Fitz, he's the guy from I Love You, Man. It didn't work out.
It really didn't work out.
Yeah, he left town, he abandoned his blonde girlfriend, and she's just like, what happened to him? Because he didn't fucking tell me that he just bounced.
Yeah, so she's like canoodling up with like not Ben Affleck's brother at the hall where they're having the Valentine's Day party, and Moody Joe LaTrulia, you know, appropriate to his name, is throwing a fucking hissy fit about it. And then he leaves in a huff.
Yeah, he's standing there with his V-neck with his shirt incredibly too small for his frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was just the style back then.
All right. Also, at this little party here, the mayor gets a box of what we think is chocolates. It's a heart-shaped box. And they said, "This was left for you." And he said, "Who left it here?" They're like, "I don't know. It's just here when we got here. And also, it smells awful." I assume,
Well, that's
based
because
on what it is.
woof. This really stinks. He's been trying to walk inside that heart-shaped box for all weeks. Good night, folks.
He's been drawn into the magnetar laugh track. He wishes he could eat your cancer when he turns black. No. Hey,
I love that
wait.
song.
He's got a new complaint. There's a fucking heart in
Heart.
this heart-shaped box.
Yeah, like
Hey, wait. There's a note in there.
you just took my joke and went on with it, and I love it.
Yeah, because I killed it, bitch.
That's good. That was a real fucking alley-oop right there.
So he actually rides out of town with the sheriff, and he opens the box, and he is upset to find a human heart and note in there, being like, "I told you not to do the dance."
Yeah, so then quickly this becomes like a real Jaws kind of situation where he's just like, well, now hold on one second. We don't want to cause mass hysteria.
To be fair, it's not the mayor that says that, it's the sheriff.
Right.
He's like, "Keep your fucking mouth shut, okay? Eat the heart, we'll pretend it's chocolate, don't tell anybody." Then halfway through, he's like, "Save half of that heart, I guess we should find out whose it is." So they take it to a doctor. He's like, "It's a human heart, but it looks like somebody ate half of it." We're like, I can't imagine who.
Just throws it up on the ground. And he's just like, there's the
Hold on.
other
Oh, yeah, there it is.
half. Oh, my tummy hurts.
All right, so they decide it's time to check out the guy who killed all the people a bunch of years ago. Finn, do you remember what his name was?
I wasn't it Harry Harry
Yeah,
Nutsack?
they do some fake like folk song to him at the end.
No, I don't know. It's
They're like, "Gather round so I can tell you the story."
Harry Warden.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. See, I knew his first name was Harry. I just couldn't remember what his last name was. My
Yeah. All
Bloody Valentine, man.
right, meanwhile, the old lady goes back to her laundromat, right? She's gonna She's washing the stuff that the kids all fucked up with their food coloring.
Yeah, she's like in a real lonely situation again, this like laundromat set up, and it's like, who's gonna be visiting a laundromat at this time of night?
And Valentine's Day, mostly single women.
It's Nova
They
Scotia,
are
so.
not happy about it. These decorations are doing nothing but infuriating them.
Yeah,
He's like, "Guess what you're not doing tonight? Being loved."
It must suck being single. I wouldn't know what that's like. I haven't been single in a long time.
Anyways, B, she is also attacked by the killer, still dressed in the mining gear, even though it doesn't really make sense outside of the context of the mine, does it?
Well, he leaves, so we get into a first person view of him entering the laundromat when she goes to the back, and he also drops off a box, and then he looks at one of the hearts. He puts his hand on it and turns the heart upside down.
Yeah, ooh, spooky.
So he leaves. She opens up the box because she's like, oh, chocolates. And she opens it up, and yeah, it's another fucking. And it's more gore.
That's right.
And
Is
then
it
he.
hard again? I don't really remember. I could be honest.
Probably. And at this point, then he pounces on her and kills her.
Yeah. And then we get our classic horror movie thing, Vin. Where he puts her in the washing machine and then sets it to kill.
What's hilarious is like, I mean, I'm leading a little too far, but when they do find her body, she's all toasted and her skin looks like it's melting off. Yeah. I'm like, is that even, like, listen, at least, like, if there's anything that I'm going to give, like, kudos for, you know, Come House, is, like, it, the dog's body was just, like, a pile, like, a smoldering pile of gore. Like, this lady was still intact.
Yeah. You know the scene in Home Alone where Daniel Stern touches the wire, and then for a second we see his skeleton with his hair?
Yeah, it's classic. I love that scene.
Yeah, she looks like if you were trying to get that in the microwave, but you opened it up halfway through.
Not quite finished with it yet.
You're like, oh, not there yet. All right, 2 more minutes. So again, the sheriff's like, well, fuck that. She had a heart attack and then fell into this dryer, I guess.
Yeah, but they're wide open as she's like, oh, my heart. She opens it up and slowly gets in there.
Accidentally closes the door behind her.
Make sure she hits start.
She gets a wire hanger and she's only able to hit the button to turn it on the way out when she's trying to hit open.
I'm fine.
She's like, come on, come on. Oh, no. Then she starts spinning around, so you can't get the wire hanger anymore. Plus, it's like poking the shit out of her as she keeps going around.
Yeah, at this point, it's like causing a bunch of gouges and scratches in her. It's a real scene.
Meanwhile, the killer's waiting outside. He's like, huh. I guess that one was easier than I thought.
He's like, all right, well, I hope you learned your lesson. No hearts in your store.
They better not play this one on me.
That'd be great if they pulled up too and he's just standing outside like, I have nothing to do with this one. It wasn't me.
Anywho, Finn, they decide to check out the status of this killer guy, Harry Warden. Harry Balsack. So they're like, they call up and this lady's like, not my fucking problem. He's not in my system. And by system, I mean a stack of papers.
Yeah, she said that either he's fucking dead or he's been released like years ago. So, nah, not here, bro.
Yeah, she's like dead, released, or transferred. Either way, not my fucking problem.
So I think I know who Jake's gonna
look at. And she's like, oh, the only other thing left is a thing downtown. They're like, yeah, do that. There's a killer on the loose. They're like, yeah, maybe sometime this week.
I think I know who's Jake's character he's picking. Based on his answers of the past.
Maybe.
So, like, their answers are pretty inconclusive right now.
Yeah, but they're like, you know what? Let's not risk it. The dance is canceled. They tell all the young people they're not fucking having it.
No. No candy. No hearts. We must appease our bloody god.
Also, somewhere in the middle of this, Vin, the guys are hanging out in the trash yard in the middle of the night.
Yeah, this is when fucking, oh my god.
Joe Latrulia.
Yes, Joe Latrulia is having his conversation with not Ben Affleck's brother.
And yeah, where they're drinking and in a busted up car. And he's like, I guess we got a problem then. And not Ben Affleck's like, in what way?
Yeah, like,
because you left town and then we started fucking and you came back. So I guess you get a front row seat to that show now.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want? Do you want to sit and watch? Like, that's kind of fucked up, but I mean, I'll give you that access. We are bros after all.
Like, I don't think you're going to want to see what happens, because when she comes, she says, oh, you're so much better than Joe Latrulia.
And he's like, oh. It's a condition.
Meanwhile, young Wilford Brimley's cooking up some meat on a fucking car engine.
Yeah, and he's just like, it's slow cooking. And it's just like, wow, it must really suck to live in Nova Scotia if that's your, like, that's fun for you.
Disgusting.
Not only that, he eats that. No wonder why he's got diabetes.
Do you know the number one cause of diabetes is engine oil on your sausage?
It's also causing a lot of blood clots in my system.
Also, at some point in the middle of this, Joe Latrulia sneaks out of work early, and he goes to pick up the blonde, and then they go off to a lake to look at each other all sad eyes. She's like, "You left town. You didn't tell me anything. I thought you were gone forever." And he's like, "Well, things didn't work out for me on the West Coast." You know what he doesn't say?
What?
"I'm sorry."
Yeah, he never does what say he's sorry. He's a real arrogant asshole.
He doesn't say, like, "I made a mistake." He's just like, "I tried for something better and that didn't work. Don't you realize I'm settling for you?"
Yeah, don't you realize that you're all I got? I mean, like, you should be thanking me.
Like, "I tried to trade the car in. They were not accepting. I keep the car now. You are the car. Vroom, vroom." Then I come back and some other guy's driving my car? Some guy not related to Ben Affleck? I don't think so.
It's as if, like, he, like, left out and he was just, like, thinking. As he's on his way out of town, he looks back and he's like, "All right, I'm going to hit the pause button and everything's going to stay the same. Just in case if things don't work out for me."
Yeah, when I come back, I'm going to hit play and we're picking this movie up right where I left off.
Meanwhile, the play button had already been hit years ago. In fact, fast forward was it.
Finn, I know the answer before I ask, but do you know what solipsism is?
No. Fuck you.
It's the sort of belief that nothing exists in reality outside of your own perception.
You think that that's what he thinks?
Kind of like,
that's why he's
I went to California and you stopped existing and I came back.
As if to be like, it all revolves around me.
Pretty much.
That's why he's all pissed off. He's like, no, none of this makes sense.
He's like, no, galaxy.
It's amazing.
Alright, so they're all partying at the bar, and they decide, "Let's throw the Valentine's Day party ourselves. Let's do it at the mine." They're like, "What?" They're like, "Yeah, we got showers there and a pool table. Good enough."
Yeah, you know, because we're living in a Midwest town that all has is a mine and a bunch of teenagers. And I don't know, that's all we got. I mean, it must be real fucking shitty.
Yeah, now, meanwhile, the way Vinny experienced this movie, the bartender hops over the bar, he knocks over a couple of beer bottles so he can climb into his stool, and he says, "You're crazy. Harry Ballsack is going to come and kill you all." They're like, "That can't be his name." And he's like, "I don't remember it."
I can't remember. That sounds about right. It was so long ago. Give me another beer.
Like, "You're the bartender." He says, "Okay, hold on." As he climbs back over it, he knocks over a bottle of gin and goes, "Oh, fuck, that comes out of my salary. I own this place."
Clumsy bartender / bartending.
Yeah, he falls on the ground. There's broken glass everywhere. He says, "My ass, my fucking ass." See? And he's like, "Oh, anyways, you're going to be just as caught up like this when Harry Ballsack comes to town." They're like, "You're a sad old drunk telling stupid stories. And also, do you own this bar?" And he's like, "Maybe.
Possibly. Whatever, stupid kids. They don't listen to me." They leave. He goes, "Assholes."
Yeah.
Then he conjures up a plan.
He leaves the bar, doesn't lock up, again, through another Hall of Fame theory. Or he's a real shitty owner.
It could be.
The kids are in the bushes, like, just whispering and giggling, because they know the bartender's going to leave all the booze unattended.
It's a real, like, Mo situation where he leaves the bar unattended, tells Barney not to drink him out of the house.
Anyways, he goes down to the mine and he sets up a fake looking killer guy with the mine suit. He is so fucking delighted because, like, he opens the door and it kind of lunges forward and he goes, like, "Ah." He's like, He opens the door and does it three times. Vinny, it's the law of three, so the last time it's not his guy anymore. It's just a guy standing there in a mining suit. He's still abused. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah. He closes the door. I would have loved it if he just spent all night being like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then opening it up over and over again.
To the point where, like, the kids have, like, come and gone. And he's still standing there like, I'm going to get them. The stupid kids.
Yeah, he catches them coming out of their day shift.
He's like, what? What time is it?
Oh, no.
I done did it again. I spent so much time on my clever prank that I never got a chance to actually unleash it.
Speaking of unleashing it, Vin, he opens it one more time to check on that one because he's like, wait, that looked like a real guy the last time. Then he catches a pickaxe right to the chest. Oh,
oh no. Now who's going to look after the bar?
That's the real question. It says here, Vin, the following night, a large group of young revelers arrive at the mine. Ooh.
Revelers, okay.
Now, immediately, Moody, Joe LaTrulia, and not Ben Affleck's brother, start getting, like, in a real passive-aggressive fight about the blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really fighting over
her. I guess she walks into
her.
Town, too, and, like, she gets scared by someone, but it's just the sheriff. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, fast forward. Red car, good note. Moving on.
Yep.
Joe LaTrulia. Yeah, they're really, like, using this woman as an object right now.
Yeah, so Not Ben Affleck's brother is, like, kind of pawing at her too much, but she's like, can you please stop? And Moody Joe Lucilia's like, she told you to stop, and also she has something to say, and it's that she's my girlfriend, and that you suck, and that your dick is small, that you have a small dick, and that she was never, ever, ever pleased by you, and that she was always faking it, and that I'm the best she's ever had. That if I died, then she would kill herself and throw herself in my grave. We would both be entombed there. And then if we came back as zombies, we would still fuck as zombies. And she wouldn't fuck other zombies because we would be together and you wouldn't be a part of it. And then maybe on our way down to attack humans and eat their brains because we're zombies now, remember, we would stop to piss on your grave. You wouldn't be reanimated. You're not good enough to be a zombie.
In fact, you'd
like,
be down.
Well, I'll say it. Why won't you say it yet?
In fact, your body like, and soul will be down in hell, being poked to death by the devil.
He's just like, you're big assholes. I never promised to come back as a zombie.
She's like, I'm gonna go off with fucking Walter Brimley.
No, he's with the brunette. She wore a red dress. She said, I might not make it out alive. Ha ha ha. Foreshadowing.
Nice.
So basically, not Ben Affleck's brother, he's like, oh, and leaves it off.
He's pretty. Oh, is this at the point where we're at the party?
Oh, yeah. No, they're all partying.
Okay,
the
so
young
this.
Revelers have arrived, Ben.
Okay, right. So this is where my gifable moment is. Is before not Ben Affleck's brother leaves the room, he grabs himself a beer, he dramatically opens it up, and backs his way out the door. Acting!
That's a fun choice. Let's not be. Come on.
That was awesome.
All right, Vinny, they're doing some partying at the mine, which is, like, not very fun, but whatever.
Well, they're not in the mine. They're in, like, probably the office area above the mine.
Yeah. We meet some other guy who's wearing a tie. We've never seen him before.
No. So probably, you know, kill bait, basically.
He checks out a hot chick who's eating a hot dog, and he's like, man, am I in the mood for a hot dog, excuse me. So he goes to the back room. He's like, num, 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 looking in that water down there. Then Vinny, he gets a sleepaway camp special as he gets pushed out into the burning water.
Yeah, the fucking Harry Nutsack grabs him by the back of the head. And he's like, oh, good one, man. Hey,
he's
that's
like, what a classic.
So, you know, he definitely got to suck down some hot dog flavor water.
Yep. The killer cuts out his heart and throws it in the boiling water. We don't really find that out till later, but
right when they're boiling the hot dogs, they're just like, "What is this like hunk of meat that's just gotta be boiled in here?"
Like gross.
Ew. You think a heart would taste delicious if boiled? I don't even think hot dogs boiled are like delicious.
No, it's all gross. Boiling is not a good way to cook meat.
No, no, not at all. Although I am a fan of whatever our parents do. They boil kielbasa with...
Disgusting. Let's move on. A fucking abomination.
Every time I tell someone that, they're just like, that's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, it's like the Irish way of doing it.
It's like poor people stew. Yeah, nothing like boiled kielbasa and boiled potatoes. Why don't you just shoot me in the head? Anyways, Vinny, at the police station, the chief gets a box of candy that was actually from Dead Mabel.
Yeah, when she opens up, because he's relieved that it's actually candy this time. Then he eats it. Then he realizes, he's like, oh, well, he's that's like, depressing.
Oh, my God. She wanted to fuck?
Ew. Gross. Gross.
Or maybe, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Let's put her up on one of those dryers. A bump, a bump, a bump, bump. Anyways, he's interrupted by some snarling dogs outside.
Uh-oh. Probably because they're eating Mabel. He forgot to actually bury her.
Kinda, because there's another box out there and it's all bloody and the dogs are like... He's like, hey, get out of here, you dogs. Vinny, insanely, they listen to him.
He's got that kind of control on the dogs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If I, like, dropped a piece of cheese on the ground, like, either my dog's getting it or I'm losing some fingies. I think if it was a human heart, he'd probably have his way with it.
Let's face facts, Jake. You wouldn't be fast enough for Ellie.
He's a quick boy.
He is quick.
Oh, anyways, man. The note in the bloody box says, you didn't stop the party. And he's like, what? We canceled it.
Yeah, he's like, what party? What are you talking about? Oh, these kids.
All right, Vin. There's another couple that go into the mine to fuck, right?
Uh-huh.
Actually, they're not in the mine. They go to the showers.
Yeah. Well, they go to, like, an area where it's, like, I think it's, like, the preparation area where, like, all the suits and whatnot are hung.
Yeah. And they're making out, and she's like, wow, you know what would be perfect now? And he's like, I have the condom right here. And she's like, more beers. And it's like, who asked for that while they're making out?
Because she's not drunk enough to find him attractive, clearly.
Could go the other way. He could look worse the more she drank.
Like, oh, you look like fucking Lurch.
Like, oh, God, I got sober up.
So he's like, okay, no problem. Can do. Be right back.
Yeah, he breaks the first scream rule.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll be back. She won't, though.
Nope, because she gets trapped by the minor coveralls getting dropped down on her, and then she gets picked up and tossed through a fucking shower nozzle.
I should think that scene was pretty cool. Because she's being, like, more or less surrounded by a bunch of the suits just dropping, like, their mannequins.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I thought it sucked.
Okay, then.
Nah, fine, whatever, who cares?
Well, meanwhile, Lurch, her boyfriend, has gotten, like, caught up in a conversation with, like, the other people in the other room.
I don't remember any of that. What are they talking about? I remember when he comes back.
Yeah, nothing. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
All right. He comes back, and he's like, oh, where are you, girl? And the showers are on. He's like, I like where your head's at. Then he takes some of his clothes off, but not all the way, because he's been burned by this before.
He's like, I remember.
Then he's like, little blonde, are you there, little blonde? She is not there, in the way that he thinks. He finds her hanging off the nozzle, and he's like,
yeah, Yeah, just like that. You want to replicate that scream again? That close.
He holds his hands to his hands. This is my gif-able moment because he looks so funny. He's like, you know, too many thoughts escaping from my brain.
Yeah, he comes back down to the group and he doesn't know how to like collect himself when he's like trying to explain, like, how do I reach these people?
All right. Meanwhile, at the party, the blonde and brunette talk young Wilfred Brimley into taking them down in the mine, and they're going with Joker, a redhead waitress, and some spare guy.
Yep. Guy soon to probably get eliminated.
Yep, fair to say.
So they get into that Donkey Kong card.
Yep, and they all head down. Well, Wilfred Brimley has like kind of a fun helmet on. He's like, I'm just gonna take him down there and then come right back up because Moody Joe LaTrulia is like, you know, no women in the mine.
No women allowed.
He's like, definitely not women are supposed to be my zombie brides later. I'm looking at you, blonde.
And she's just looking back at him, shaking her head like, who the fuck are you? LA's changed you, man.
Immediately after they go down, everybody recongregates to be like, three or four of us have all found three or four different dead bodies here.
I just like that. What's hilarious is that the killer is killing these people and then just tossing their dead asses down in the mine, not giving a shit where they end up because they're just randomly strewed about.
Yeah, whatever. He's cutting pieces out, but you know, maybe the dogs get them, maybe they don't. He don't care. Not Ben Affleck's brother returns. He says, "It's Harry Warden. He's responsible. Everyone leave." This is the point of the movie where I'm like, oh, he did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear and obvious.
I'm like, he's the one who hasn't been around while everyone died, so, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's really, like, Clark Kenning himself up in here.
Moody Joe LaTrulia and not Ben Affleck's brother, like, team up? Then they do the handshake from Predator and head down to the mine to get their blood. They'll split her down the middle once they get her.
Well, one side definitely wants to split her down the middle, but not in a sexual way.
No, King Solomon style. Oh. They each get half.
And then everybody gets what they want.
All right. While down there, the redhead waitress and the spare dude sneak off into a dirty fucking mine room to fuck.
Yeah, I don't think that could
be
healthy.
This is right after people are like, yeah, there's rats down here, and the lime is to stop, like, the water from dripping all over everything. That guy's like, that reminds me, can I drip some water on your thighs?
What?
It's his gum.
Oh. that delighted me.
All right, the other ones walk through the mine for a while. Then they get freaked out because the miner is down there and he's breaking the light bulbs with a pickaxe.
Yeah, he's like menacingly just like using his pickaxe and just backhanding like all these lights.
Yeah, Moody Joe LaTrulia finds them and he's like, we have to get the fuck out of here. Wait, no, maybe not yet, right?
Who cares?
All right. Young Wilfred Brimley decides he needs to save redhead waitress and the guy whose name we don't know. Instead, he finds them. They're literally screwed to death.
We'll let you imagine what that means.
It's a giant screw through the middle of them.
Oh, okay.
Way bigger than you're imagining. Like, there doesn't seem to be any type of machine that could actually screw.
It's like an auger, basically.
Yeah. Maybe if you're making fucking Mecha Godzilla, you need this screw.
Godzilla, Godzilla.
No! No, thank you. Anyways, he gets discovered because he drops his fucking helmet in there, but Oops. Then someone else has a light. Oh no! It's the miner killer! Then he hits him with a nail gun twice to the head. Brimley has enough energy to go out in the other room and scare everybody else with his dying breath.
I do remember that, where he's just like, I have enough energy to just say, ow.
Yeah, basically, he's just like, because, you know, he has nails in his brain. The Joker guy's immediately like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Brunette's freaking out and won't move, and Blonde's mad at Joker. She's like, you can't leave us. And he's like, I'm not dying for you.
Meanwhile, like, the girlfriend of Walter Brimley's like, wait a minute, what did he say?
She literally keeps saying, like, it's not fair. It's not fair. He was gonna turn into old Wilford Brimley.
This old man boss. Gross. Anyways.
Not Ben Affleck's brother and Mui Cho Latrulli appear shortly thereafter, trying to lead the two girls to safety. But the control panel of the mining cart has been tampered with, so Donkey Kong will never be able to get out of there.
He's just forever riding those carts.
Which
is awful. Those levels sucked.
He's just on top of a giant frog hopping nowhere. Wait, what else happens? The elevator has similarly been disabled. They have to climb up a service ladder. Brunette is not into it.
No.
She's like, I'm afraid of heights. It's pitch black, so I'm like, doesn't make a fucking difference.
Yeah. So might we say, like, before they start climbing up the ladder, not Ben Affleck's brother, like, leads the way. So, you know, nothing funny about that. Because then, fucking bitchy Joe Lutrudy of, like, goes like, where the fuck did he go? I can't even see him anymore.
Yep. The brunette freaks out. The blonde has to pretty much, like, get her shoulders under her thighs to be like, I'm right here, keep climbing.
Nice.
Noise. Noise.
Put her head between her thighs. Noise, noise. Anyways, it doesn't become...
Mind service ladder, chicken fight ladder.
It doesn't become nice because quickly the fucking jokester ends up, like, popping up, except he's hanging.
Yep. And his body drops down, leaving his head behind, and he goes all the way down.
I like to imagine that fucking not Ben Affleck's brother beat them to the top, and he's just like, and he kicks the body over.
Like, it's not a fucking blow their minds. Meanwhile, Moody Joe and Trulia's like, what the fuck was that? We better climb down quick to find out. So they're going back down. Clunk, 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 clunk. 10 minutes later, like, damn, I guess we climbed more than we thought. Clunk, 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 clunk.
They get down to the bottom and they're like, oh my god, it was a dead body. Everyone, climb back up. Oh, clunk, 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 clunk. Like, oh no, I forgot my fucking flashlight down at the bottom. Clunk, 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 clunk.
They go around a bend in the mine shaft and they hear not Ben Affleck's brother scream. When they go back, it looks as if he's fallen into a well. He's like, clog, 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 I'm dead, clog, clog.
Well, what's
they're like, seems dead to me.
Well, what's hilarious is they're like, they're rounding the corner, and they're like, all right, not Ben Affleck's brother, you're with us. And then you hear, ah! Like in the background, you don't see.
Yeah, then you just see a light down in the well, essentially.
Yeah. Sneaky, not Ben Affleck's brother.
Moody Joe Latrulia says not Ben Affleck's brother is surely lost. They continue. Finn, the thing I thought immediately when they agreed to team up to go down there is like, man, if I wanted to get rid of this guy, I'd kill him right now and then blame the killer for it.
Yeah, Joe Latrulia.
Oh my
definitely...
god, they killed not Ben Affleck's brother as well.
He finds him dead, and like Moody Joe Latrulia is just like, it's all according to plan. I got my woman back.
I believe I convinced my dad to throw this fucking Valentine's Day party.
Oh,
Anyways, man. The sheriff up top is hearing about Harry Ballsack returning. And all the kids are like, he's here. Except he gets some news at the station, so he doubles back for that. He comes back with all the police support at the end, right, Vin?
Yeah.
The killer steps out of the doorway and kills the brunette in front of everybody with a blow to the stomach with the pickaxe.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde and Moody Joe the Trulio fend him off in a series of confrontations and chases.
Yeah, shovel versus pickaxe.
Yep.
Joe LaTrulia versus Miner.
The fight destroys the outdated wooden supports and the tunnel begins to collapse.
Yes.
The miner's pickaxe gets caught in a support beam. I have to read this part because I stopped paying attention.
No, it just kind of reminded me of when Super Shredder tried taking out the turtles in Turtles 2.
Yeah. He's
taking out the support beams on the dock.
Yeah, sometimes you get too big for your britches. Anyways, as the miner threatens Moody Joe LaTrulia with his knife, it is revealed to be not Ben Affleck's brother. They're like, what?
I know. I thought it was his brother, too.
How many people have that last name? Insane.
It's incredible. Come on. The coincidence. Like,
allow me to step into a flashback. We do. He's a little boy. His dad goes to work. He's murdered. They're like, well, Harry Ballsack killed your dad. Vinny.
He killed his dad in front of him while he was under the bed.
Yeah.
So he witnessed his dad being murdered by Harry Ballsack.
Yeah. And then he decides, oh, I have to adopt this guy's philosophy because he killed my dad. That is the rule of the jungle.
Well, didn't that happen in fucking Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2?
You're expecting me to remember that fucking movie?
Yeah, his brother fucking literally, like, came into the orphanage when he was, like, bloodied and had, like, murdered everyone. And basically he's like, I bestow this power onto you.
No, that would be, if his father did it, that would make sense. The killer killed his father and he's like, seems right, I never liked the guy.
He's too young to really realize it, so I don't know.
So he's like, don't worry, Harry Ballsack will come back. Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts. The sheriff went back into town and found out Harry Ballsack died 4 years ago.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So everybody comes in. The whole mind's, like, collapsing on him. It's trapping not Ben Affleck's brother as he talks mad shit from behind the walls.
Yeah, well, first he gets, like, fucking, the wall caves in, and, like, I think his arm gets ripped off in, like, the midst of, like, the cave-in.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it says here he amputates his own arm with the knife to free himself.
Right, so yeah.
Through a hole in the debris, the others can see him as he stumbles backward towards the abandoned tumble, babbling and being like, we're gonna come back! We're gonna get you fuckers for your Valentine's Day revelry!
He starts giggling too, like, I'm losing a lot of blood.
He's like, Blonde, you're my Valentine. You're my bloody Valentine. You're nobody's zombie bride. Then we roll credits, Vin, and we get a fake folk song for Harry Ballsack being like, so gather around and hear the story of Harry Ballsack. He went in a cave on a Valentine's Day. He tried to come back later, but he died too early. Luckily, the son of one of his victims decided he was mostly right. It's over!
I like that you sang that in, like, the tune of, like, Lemmy Winks from South Park.
Is that kind of song?
It is, yeah. Gather forth, Lemmy Winks, for your journey on ahead.
Yeah, you're doing member berries, but for South Park.
Member?
I guess that's ironic. Yeah, I member South Park, Vin. Vinny, I selected the movie this week. It falls upon me to ask you the eternal question. Did I scare you?
No.
Nope. Do you like My Bloody Valentine?
No, not really, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
It's not much to it.
No, I think that's the problem. I mean, maybe as just a movie, just in general, to just toss on here and there as background noise, sure. But it's, I don't know.
I think the visual, the minor, and the, like everything is like not bad actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool costume. It's definitely intimidating. But yeah,
and the mine is like a very specific environment, so I don't mind that either. But like, you know, there's not much to it.
It's supposed to be intimate, you know, like it's in the dark. There's a lot of like one way like areas, and I feel like the problem with the movie does when we do get down to the mines, because then the movie ends up like losing me because there's not enough, I don't know, interesting shit that happens. Just people get offed.
Yeah, they're kind of just like fumbling around in the dark until they catch a pickaxe to the chest.
Right, right. You know, I don't know. So before we started this, this whole watching the movie, my DVD has the extended cut. So I'm wondering if like they went further and more gory with it, but Jake told me not to watch that.
Yeah, because that's not the version I was watching, and I didn't want to be covering something where you're like, and then this happens, and I'm like, I know it doesn't.
But it could have.
Regardless, what I did like is I sort of like the kids' relationships to each other, like when they're all just like bullshitting around.
Yeah,
a lot of that kind of reminds me of the first hour of Deer Hunter. Before, like, things get real sad and weird there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All those people are from the Midwest, too, in that movie, right?
Yeah. That was, like, a real, like, working-class town where, like, a bunch of young people are having fun to distract themselves from their bleak daily existence.
Is Deer Hunter a horror movie?
Vinny, I'm afraid not.
That movie's really fucked up.
That's a good one. But yeah, ultimately, I wouldn't really recommend it.
Nah, I mean, if you're gonna go for, like, a Valentine's Day movie, say you're listening to this before it's the end of Valentine's Day, I would suggest maybe watching Jennifer's Body.
Is that around Valentine's Day as well?
I don't know, I don't believe
it. Well, then what the fuck are you talking about?
Because there's no other real Valentine's Day movies, and I don't know, Jennifer's Body's like unique in a way, and it's not
unique. We discussed how it pretty much ripped off whatchamacallit, the werewolf one. Ginger Snaps.
Oh, Ginger Snaps. Yeah, but I think I like Jennifer's Body more.
Alright, well, some people like covers more than the original, then.
It's true.
These people are called idiots. Nah, I'm fooling. I don't care if you like it better. Vinny, if you were any character in this movie, who would you be?
Oh, I'd probably be Walter Brimley.
What? Wilford Brimley. Young Wilford Brimley. Why?
I, too, have eaten things that I probably should have that were cooked in places that shouldn't have been.
The fuck are you saying?
Well, as a teenager, there was a lot of fucking gross bets that we used to do when we were in high school, so.
I think you're right. I don't want to know more. Vinny, you're right. I'm that lady who's like, not my fucking problem at the office.
Yeah, I know you. I know you well.
They're like, why don't you call back tomorrow when I won't be in?
All right, gifable moments. Mine is fucking not Ben Affleck's brother storming out of the room, opening that beer can up so fucking like just passionately.
Yeah, for me it's the guy grabbing his face doing the let's call it the terrified Home Alone.
I can see it. I like it.
All right, Vin, do you have any other thoughts on My Bloody Valentine until we move on to the mail?
Not really. I guess I'm just disappointed. I was hoping for a little something else. You know, it's every time we do, like, these cult movies. Like, I gotta, like, stop and wonder, like, how? Why? Why are these, like, getting so much attention from people?
Well, everybody likes the stuff of their own age more. I mean,
I guess.
There's stuff that came out when you were 20 that you like that, like, isn't that good. We've watched some of them.
That's true. We did. You know, it's like, as much as, like, I talked so much shit about, like, Silent Hill and I broke that DVD in half, a part of me still, like, there's still some things in that movie that I like, though.
Filth and lies!
Filth and lies!
All right, then, do we have any mail for this week?
We do not.
Okay, if people did want to mail us, where could they do so?
Do so by emailing us our email at disypod@gmail.com. That's disypod@gmail.com.
And then if instead they wanted to reach us on Instagram or Twitter.
Our Instagram is didiscareyoupod, and our Twitter is disypod.
All right, Vinny, we're all done with Valentine's Day now, right?
Yeah, done and over. Hope y'all had a wonderful and loving Valentine's Day.
Yep, and we tried to have a nice day together, but like all failed couples, Vin, it's time for us to move on and try to bring a third back into this relationship to pump some new life into it.
Talk about pumping.
Ew, gross. That's right, Vinny. Normally, you would be selecting the movie for next week, but we have a special surprise. We are bringing back frequent guest co-host Josh, and he has selected the movie for us. Would you like to know what he selected, Vin?
Yes.
Do you not remember, really?
No, I remember. I remember. It is The Shining.
Yes. Around the same time, right? 1980. Yep, 1 year before this. We are going to watch the Stanley Kubrick classic starring Jack Nicholson. Vinny, have you ever seen The Shining before?
I have seen it in, like, bits and pieces.
Okay. I've seen it all the way through, and I was at a party once where it was on, but the volume wasn't, which was kind of an interesting way to watch it.
That's fucked up. That's actually probably, like, really fucked up, really.
I think there was a point where someone put The Simpsons, audio from the episode that's a parody of The Shining on under it. It kind of works better than you would think.
I want to make the comment, but I'll wait for the episode for next week. You also read the book too, didn't you?
I read the book before the movie, so I was actually disappointed about the movie the first time I saw it. Hoping to enjoy it more this time. I do own it on Blu-ray as part of a Stanley Kubrick collection, so
yeah,
I'm excited to revisit it.
You would be that kind of person.
Yeah, you got a little extra scratch. Why not get a Stanley Kubrick collection?
That's true. Especially that movie.
Amongst many others. He's a great director. One of the best ever. All right, so if you want to watch along at home, I think it's on HBO Max. If I'm wrong, hey, go fuck yourself. Do you have anything else you want to say this week, Vin?
No, that's about it. I guess I'm very excited to finally get to watch the movie all the way through. Every time I talk, Jake is closing his eyes as if he's like about to fall asleep. All right, we're done.
All right, thank you as always to Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro. Check them out on Spotify. Maybe check us out on Spotify. I don't know. I don't know what you do, how you live. But I do know this. You have been listening to Did I Scare You? And I've been your host, Jake Albrecht.
Yeah, and I'm his co-host of America's Littlest Brother.
And hey, you over there, Zombie Bride. Thanks for the ride, lady.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Heart Day, upside down heart spooky.
How you doing, lady? Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride,
lady. Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride. Thanks for the ride, lady.
Come closer. Never need to fear. Step softly.
Let me look you in the mirror.